obvious parade? Is that what they told you?
Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Maya. One of the supervisors here located on the floor. May I locate your information with your name and address?
Hi, my name is Catherine with a C, Reed, R-E-E-D. My address is 9603 Wildflower Court, Van Buren Township, Michigan, 48111.
Okay, give me one moment.
Okay.
Do you have an account with us, ma'am?
I don't even know where I'm calling.
This is a third-party billing company. We service multiple products. What was the issue of the calling on today?
Oh, I was charged $67.32 taken out of my checking account, and I don't even know what it's for. All it says is unique gadget quality. I don't know what it is, and no, I don't have an account with anybody. This was taken out of my checking account. I don't even know who you are.
Okay, what was the zip code again?
48111.
Thank you. So, yes, I located your account with the Crusette Cookware. Were you, did you enter a sweepstakes to receive that cookware on the 12th?
No, I didn't receive any cookware, and I didn't enter any, what was it? I didn't enter anything. I don't play, what was it, a game or something?
Correct, to receive a cookware.
No, I didn't play any game anywhere. And okay, I certainly so at Christmas time would not spend $67 to play it. No.
Okay, so you said you pay the postage for joining the Factory Direct Savings Store membership. Upon that membership, 48 hours later, it's a recurring billing fee each month. Did you give anybody authorization?
I'm sorry, I didn't give anybody authorization to touch my checking account. No, I did not.
Okay, so if you don't place an order,
I did not
you gave
place
who,
an order,
ma'am?
No, ma'am. I didn't give anybody anything. Nothing. That is my personal checking account. No, I didn't do anything.
Okay, so we can start the fraud investigation here on the account. Any falsifying charges will result into a penalty or a fine. But I did cancel and refund back the transaction to you. You should receive it within 3 to 5 business days. Is your email your first name, last name, 151 at Gmail?
No, it is not.
Okay, so I have to give you a cancellation number. Let me know when you're ready.
Okay, 1 second, okay. My first name is, all right, go ahead, give me the cancellation number. My first name is Catherine. I just gave you my first and last name.
So it's not Jessica Donovan?
No, that's not my name. My name is Catherine Reed. I just told you that. And I gave you my home address.
So she transferred the wrong information over, ma'am. What's the last 4-digit card number you're being billed on?
I just gave her that, too. Hold on, I get my purse again. I just gave you that also. And this is my checking account, okay? This is my bank card, 6494. I'm calling my bank as soon as I get off the phone with you, and I'm canceling this card just so you know that, and I will start an investigation from my bank also. I don't know who you people are or why this money was taken out, but I will get it back one way or another, plus any charges that are incurred.
Okay, do you know who Jessica Donovan is?
No, I do not.
A Gregory Scott?
No, I definitely don't know a Gregory Scott.
Does anybody else have authorization to use your card that's on the account?
No, I do not. There is nobody else on my account. My husband isn't even on my account.
Okay, so it's not pulling up your information at all, ma'am, so you will have to contact your bank to see who billed you. So to disregard the case I had before, I was up on the wrong account, the information she sent me.
Okay, I need the cancellation number.
That's not your account, Miss. I can't give you that cancellation number if you don't know who that is. So you have to contact your bank and let them know that this is the wrong number you dialed,
okay,
so they can give you the correct number.
No, I didn't call the wrong number. It's right here on the statement of the people who withdrew that money is the number that I dialed. And she transferred me to you to start a fraud investigation.
Well, we can't start a fraud investigation if we're not pulling an account under your name.
You can't pull an account under my name because I don't have one.
That's why you'll have to contact your bank to see who billed you.
Pulling an account under her debit card number.
Yes. This is the account that came up when she put in my account number, my debit card number. This is the account and the names that came up. They're using my debit card to make this purchase.
So you'll have to contact your bank about that, miss, because we're not pulling up your name under the account.
But you took my money.
Once again, miss, we cannot touch someone else's account that's not under your name. That's why I asked you, do you know who those people was?
Okay, but you paid their bill with my money.
No, it's not pulling up your card information. It's not pulling up any of your information here, miss. That's why I advise you to contact your bank so they give you the correct number to dial.
Okay. All right. But this number is the people who took my money. It's right here on my bank statement.
So you let your bank know that you contact us and we don't have your information here. Okay. So they have to investigate who billed you.
Okay. All right. That's what I'll do. Thank you very much for your time. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling customer support. Bye-bye.
Bye.